The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. This month, we have an encore on tap. We are going to once again be talking with Jay Cormier, President and CEO of Idaptic, about their newest pair of glasses that come complete with artificial intelligence. i6 with Ivy is what's on this month's episode of Tech Tips. Several months ago, we spoke with Jay Cormier, President and CEO of Idaptic. Idaptic is a revolutionary pair of glasses designed to help people suffering with AMD, or age-related macular degeneration, along with other retinal degenerative diseases. Last month, Idaptic unveiled their latest version of these remarkable glasses called the i6 with Ivy. It incorporates AI, or artificial intelligence, into its design. Jay was gracious enough to meet with me again to discuss the latest member of the Idaptic family. Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us again today.
Well, Chris, thanks for having us back on Tech Tips.
Glad you could make it. Before we start talking about Idaptic and the i6, who is Jay Cormier?
Well, let's see. I guess I should start by saying I'm the CEO and founder of Idaptic. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we founded Idaptic quite a few years ago now is my grandmother had AMD, macular degeneration. She was sharp. She was living on her own. And it was the AMD that drove her into assisted living. And I was fortunate enough to have some success in the tech world and decided to apply myself to this problem.
On behalf of everyone who has ever used Idaptic, thank you. So let's get into it. What is Idaptic and how did the company come to be?
We originally founded Idaptic, and it's myself, it's my CTO, and we have two great medical co-founders that not only were undergraduates in engineering, but also are ophthalmologists and retina specialists. And we founded this to help people with visual impairments both see better, basically enhancing their vision, and thereby, you know, restoring their independence and quality of life. So it was originally founded, and the i5, our most recent product from about a year and a half ago, was the culmination of bringing vision enhancement to this patient population.
And earlier this year, you were gracious enough to talk with us about the i5 glasses, which, at the time, was the most advanced glasses on the market offered by Idaptic. Fast forward to this past month, and you've improved upon that with the i6 glasses with Ivy. So, what exactly is i6 with Ivy, and how is it going to help people dealing with AMD?
The way to think about the i6 is the i6 is really a combination of the i5, which is the vision enhancement that I just mentioned, plus Ivy, our visual assistant. And so those combinations make up the i6. And what this does is it not only allows us to enhance people's vision, but as their visual journey continues, or maybe people that are outside of our target cohort, we can bring to bear more powerful technology to help them in the use cases that they most value.
It's incredible to me how quickly AI is becoming a valuable tool for the visually impaired community, and I can't wait to talk about Ivy and how it relates to the glasses. First, though, I want to talk a little bit about the glasses themselves. What are they capable of on their own?
So the glasses themselves, and again, think of the glasses platform as the vision enhancement device. We're taking in an image through the camera. Our proprietary algorithms and software process it and enhance that image and redisplays it on high definition displays that sit in front of the user's eyes. So thereby, we're helping them see better. And on average, with some of our macular degeneration target cohort, we're seeing on average 6 lines or more of improvement on the eye chart, which is a quadrupling of visual acuity.
And that is just incredible. Other than AMD, have you found that the glasses help other retinal degenerative diseases?
Yeah, so absolutely. We always run clinical studies on, the bigger patient populations. We did that originally with macular degeneration. And last year, we actually just did a study on diabetic retinopathy, which was presented at the Retina Society, actually, last October. So diabetic retinopathy or diabetic macular edema is another huge problem, which we can help with. But really what we're doing with the IV visual assistant is expanding that even further.
Okay. Speaking of the i6 glasses, can you go over some of the key features about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the visual assistant, not to get, too deep in the technical weeds, but the visual assistant IV is a multimodal generative AI visual assistant driven by the large language models. So what the heck does all that mean, right?
Yeah.
Is, in kind of simple terms, Ivy is able to process images as well as voice in a seamless manner. So multimodal just means we can work in both voice and images. The large language models are, of course, the big deal in AI today. The large language models really enable what we call a conversational user interface or a natural language user interface, which means that you don't have to memorize a set of commands or speak in a certain way to activate Ivy. You can just ask it anything you want, and it's going to know how to answer.
Awesome. So it's funny, my father just got a smartphone. He's been using a flip phone for I don't know how long, and he just got a smartphone, and he found speech to text for sending mm-hmm. messages. Now my father, I love him to death, but he is very Southern, and mm-hmm. I have learned that with him, you literally have to read his texts out loud and phonetically to figure out what he's saying, because the software can't pick it out. I'm kind of curious as to how AI would react with somebody who, uses a certain accent.
Well, so again, because the large language models are inherently learning models, mm-hmm. it learns those accents as well.
Okay.
But Ivy, specifically is conversational and fluent in 99 languages. So you're not limited to just speaking in a certain language in a mm-hmm. certain way. It covers that range. And in fact, if you wanted to, say, speak to it in English, but you wanted to answer you in, say, Spanish, all you have to do is say, Ivy, what am I looking at? Please answer me in Spanish. And it's seamless, and Ivy does that flawlessly.
That's incredible. And that was actually going to be one of my next questions was, can you use it to look at something in one language and translate it to another?
Absolutely. So I do this a good demonstration. We have several patents we have a lot of patents granted in the U.S. We have several granted in China as well. So I bring in my Chinese patent. I take the picture and say, Ivy, what does this patent say? I'm asking her in English. She reads it in Chinese and translates it to me in English.
Oh, thank you, Universal Translator. I love it.
Yeah.
You mentioned voice control. What are some of the things that you can do using the voice control?
Well, again, so think of voice control as, again, that natural language interface. Mm-hmm. So you can, ask it what you're looking at. Again, just conversationally query it. Or you can just ask it anything you want, like, which year did the Los Angeles Dodgers win the World Series? Right. This is all voice controlled.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The only control from a user interface we use is a button to take the picture.
You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We are talking with Jay Cormier, president and CEO of Idaptic about their new i6 glasses with Ivy. And Jay, if you would please refresh my memory on the glasses themselves. You can adjust the magnification of what the glasses are showing you, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So right now the glasses or the i5, the vision enhancement is driven by a graphical user interface.
Mm-hmm.
This is where our roadmap continues to expand, because we also not only have the enhancement and the assistant separately, but you can take advantage of that interaction.
Okay. And my question about the i6 was, will using voice commands with Ivy allow you to do that same function?
The answer is right this second, no. We already have that in development.
Okay.
And think of it as a family of visual assistants that become more and more powerful as time goes on.
Okay. In addition to the glasses, is there any equipment that is needed for Ivy to work?
No, not at all from the user standpoint. So, of course, we're operating in the background. You know, our servers are connecting up to the generative AI platforms. That's all seamless and invisible to the customer. So if you have an i5, for instance, Chris,
mm-hmm.
we can upgrade you over the air to the i6. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to ship anything. All we need is say, hey, Chris, what's the serial number on the glasses?
On the glasses.
And we just push the update out to you.
That is cool, because I just naturally assumed that the glasses would be paired with a phone, and the phone handled data and the AI part of it.
Well, you're not wrong on that, but when we ship someone an i5,
mm-hmm.
we ship them both the glasses and the phone together. They come as a pair. That's all included in the i5. So that phone is dedicated to Idaptic, if you will.
Oh, okay.
So therefore, you're right, is we're pushing that update out to the phone, which is connected to your glasses.
And about the phone, can it be used to make phone calls like a regular cell phone, or is it used solely to control the glasses?
Right now, we have it dedicated as a remote control, because usually advanced features, most of our users find that more confusing than anything.
Okay.
But you're right, is the capability is all sitting there. And in fact, one of the versions of the i6, or one of the plans we have, we can put in a SIM card and connect that not only over the Wi-Fi internet, but we can work it on the cellular internet.
Oh, okay. So it's literally using their do-all glasses almost, it
yes.
sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay.
No doubt. And, you know, we do tap into the power of the phone, because not only is the phone connected, but more importantly, it's supplying the battery, the processing, our software sits on the phone. And so all of that makes for a super lightweight, comfortable pair of glasses, because most of that is offloaded onto the phone.
Okay, awesome. And you already answered one of my questions, which was if someone has the i5, how easy is it to upgrade to the i6 with Ivy? So, and you said it's seamless.
All they have to do is, you know, call into Idaptic on our customer service line. i6 is available through a subscription model. So we have different tiers depending on, you know, your usage pattern.
Okay.
And all we do is, you know, send out an invoice through Square for a subscription. We push the update and voila, you have Ivy.
You mentioned the monthly subscription cost. Could you give us some examples of those?
So, and this is on our website. We do have a 3-tier subscription. We have the lowest tier is $21 for what I would call occasional usage over Wi-Fi. Our most popular plan is $52, which is unlimited usage over Wi-Fi. And then again, we also have a 5G connected plan, which is $98. Which is unlimited over cellular. So you can go out and about, bring it anywhere you want in the U.S. and you have connectivity.
Okay, awesome. If, you know, people are having these glasses for a while and their vision changes, mm-hmm. how is Idaptic and the i6 with Ivy set up to handle that?
Well, certainly the i6, because the core is the i5, the i5 was made to be an adaptive product. right? So that adapts to person's vision. It's customizable. So you can adjust that as time goes on. So you don't have to upgrade glasses or anything like that. It's really the software that you're using that's going to adapt as your vision gets worse. Now, at some point when your vision gets really bad and maybe the enhancement doesn't help as much, that's where I think IV comes in and extends that visual journey. We have people that are 21,000 using IV, and it reads to them. It describes scenes to them. So it really is helping people outside of maybe what I'd call our target cohort. And we've expanded into other disease states like RP, right? Which is the opposite of macular degeneration.
Mm-hmm. I'd be kind of interested to see how they would work for someone like me. I don't have RP, although it presents as RP, and
yeah.
I have a limited field of vision that is slowly going away from the central and getting slightly, mm-hmm. you know, to the side.
Yeah, so if you look on our website, on our testimonial page, mm-hmm. the second testimonial is a fellow there named John. John has RP. He uses it for enhancement and assistance. He is actually a professional poker player, and he had to stop playing poker because he couldn't see enough with any device anymore until he found Idaptic. So he has special permission to play, and he actually plays for 16 hours straight using Idaptic.
Oh, jeez.
But now we're going back to your point, was what happens when you start losing that peripheral vision, which mm-hmm. is the opposite.
Yeah.
And he's a very inventive user. That's why, you know, we love him as a beta user, because he does things we just can't imagine. So he lost his Bluetooth headphones. And as you know, if you only have a very small field of vision, it could take you quite a while to find those.
Yes.
And so all he did was he took a picture of the room and he said, "Hey, Ivy, where are my Bluetooth headphones?" And Ivy thought about it for a couple seconds, and she said, "Well, in front of you is a couch. To the right of the couch is a table. On the table is your Bluetooth headphones."
Oh, man, my wife would love me to have something like that, because, you know, she's tired of me asking her, where is fill in the blank?
Right, and so, you know, it's very easy to use, because all you do is you take the picture and ask Ivy what you want to do. And, you know, she probably saved him, I don't know, you know, half hour maybe searching around.
Definitely.
He went into the refrigerator because he needed to go shopping. He didn't know what was in his refrigerator. He just took a picture with Ivy and said, "You know, what's in my refrigerator?" Well, she said, "You have some mayonnaise, you have some mustard. You know, do I have any ketchup?" She says, "You know, no, I don't see any ketchup."
That's awesome. I love it. What types of training and support can people expect after purchasing the glasses?
Yeah, great question. So we always, before we launch a product, so we've already done this, we do have our product explainer videos up and online.
Okay.
Right? So that's a great way to quickly see how to use our glasses. And we have, you know, we can always send those out to people upon request, where, you know, I think we have maybe a series of 8 videos now talking about how to use that.
Okay.
We do occasionally do online trainings, in a group setting. We do train our eye care providers often online as an initial training. So we try to do that, you know, more as a bundling, just from a resource standpoint.
Tech Tips is on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We are talking with Jay Cormier, President and CEO of Idaptic, about the i6 glasses with Ivy. And Jay, could you walk us through the process of how someone obtains a pair of the i6 glasses with Ivy?
Absolutely. So what we have been doing with the i5, and that's our plan to continue with the i6, is we work primarily with eye care providers, whether optometrists or ophthalmologists. And so we encourage them to bring the Idaptic glasses into their office, so that a person that has some sort of visual impairment can get a live demo before they buy. Because clearly, we don't want to be selling units to people that don't want them or don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the process now of upgrading all of our practices to the i6. So same process from that standpoint.
Okay.
The added step, as we talked about earlier, is to get the I-6, you need to be on a subscription plan. So we process that directly through a secure credit card portal.
Okay. If someone's ophthalmologist or ophthalmologist is unaware of iDaptic, what can a person do?
Well, I would say two things. First of all, let's make them aware.
Exactly.
Right? Because, you know, the more doctors that have this, the more people we're going to help.
Mm-hmm.
We also have select low-vision dealers across the country.
Okay.
So certainly if someone calls in to iDaptic, we have a customer service line. And after, you know, just a few initial questions, we can direct them to the person closest in their area.
Are the glasses covered under insurance?
So that's a great question, and the answer is sometimes. So there's certain agencies like the Veteran Affairs that will cover visual aids
mm-hmm.
for their patients, but of course the VA only covers a certain part of the population. Most states have some sort of State Department of Rehabilitation. They often cover these as well. There are some VSP plans that cover visual aids up to a certain amount. We just had a patient that got coverage through VSP. So there are some, but think of it, I like to say it this way, is think of it as a hearing aid. It's very similar where it's not common for that coverage.
Understood. And I'm sure you've also worked with groups like the Lions Club.
Absolutely. So, you know, we love the foundations that help fund these, but of course every foundation works a little different. So it really depends on what foundation you have in your area.
Okay. How can someone learn more about iDaptic and in the I-6 glasses with Ivy?
So I would say the quick and easy thing to do is get on our website, www.idaptic.com, and look at the I-6 product page. And that will give you an overview with videos on how Ivy works. And then, you know, you can contact us via the web, or there is a hotline on our contact page as well.
And I guess finally, is there anything you'd like to cover that I may have missed?
Well, I think you already touched upon it a little bit is, you know, we've opened a big door here, right? By using generative AI for visual impairments, I think we're just starting to scratch the surface. And certainly AI in general is just starting to scratch the surface. But we're really looking at that combination of enhancement and assistance. And so we're already developing our next family member that can do even more in helping people extend that visual journey and remain independent.
Awesome. Well, can't wait to hear about it.
Well, I can't wait to tell you about it.
Well, Jay, thank you very much for your time. It was greatly appreciated.
Chris, thanks again for having us, and I really appreciate all the work you're doing as well.
Thank you very much. During our conversation, Jay mentioned videos available on the iDaptic website that can give you examples of how its visual assistant works. Here is one of those videos introducing the I-6 glasses with Ivy.
Hi, my name is Michaela, and today we're going to be talking about some suggestions of common questions we can ask Ivy. The I-6 introduces Ivy, our helpful visual assistant. Ivy works in combination with the visual enhancement that you'll get from the glasses. The two of these together make a very powerful tool for people with all sorts of low vision conditions. One of the most common things that Ivy can help us with is reading. We can read all sorts of things. For example, she could read this page in a magazine. She could read the ingredients on the side of my cracker box. She could read the signs at a grocery store, all sorts of stuff. When we put the glasses on, we can take a picture using the camera in the glasses. Or, especially when we're reading, if we have some really small text, like in our magazine here, we can actually use the camera in the phone as well. Ivy can do much more than just reading. Another common question we can ask Ivy is to describe a room to us. If we want to do this, we can take a picture and ask Ivy, "What am I looking at?" When we ask her this question, she'll give us a detailed response about the room or scene that we're in. For example, we can have her describe a room. I could take a picture and say, "Ivy, what am I looking at?"
"You're looking at an indoor setting with a black leather sofa that has a blue and white striped cushion on it. To the left of the sofa, there's a small black table with a potted plant on top. To the right of the sofa, there's another potted plant on the floor and a tall floor lamp with a square white shade. The room appears to be a waiting area or a casual office lounge."
By painting such a vivid description, she really makes you feel like you can see the entire room. Also, she can locate objects for me. I could take a picture and say, "Ivy, where's my water bottle?"
"Your water bottle is on the table to the right of your laptop. It's a blue bottle with a black lid."
Now, we can also ask Ivy very specific questions. For example, if I were to take a picture of this cracker box here, I could take a picture of the ingredients and ask her how many calories are in these crackers. I could ask her how many crackers are in a serving. How many grams of protein? She can get very specific about whatever we ask her as long as she can see it in the picture. I also mentioned that we can ask Ivy a question without taking a picture. For example, I could ask her, "What year did the Dodgers win the World Series?" Now, Ivy is available in over 50 languages. We can ask her questions in different languages, and she'll respond to us in that language. We could take a picture of something in one language, and she'll translate it into a different language for us. The options are limitless, meaning anyone can use Ivy. To learn more about the I6, be sure to check out our website, www.idaptic.com. Thanks for watching.
I'd like to thank Jay Cormier, President and CEO of Idaptic, for taking the time to talk with us today about the I6 glasses with Ivy. If you would like to learn more about Idaptic, you can visit them online at www.idaptic.com. Idaptic is spelled EYEDAPTIC. Or you can call them direct at area code 949-209-9114. Idaptic can also be found on all the major social networking sites. And finally, you can reach out to your eye doctor to see if they are affiliated with Idaptic. North Carolina's Assistive Technology Program is hosting its annual Assistive Technology Expo Thursday, October 3rd at the NC State McKimmon Center in Raleigh. The expo is open to the public at no charge and features more than 40 assistive technology providers and vendors from across the state, as well as 6 presentations on topics ranging from universal design and smart home technologies to artificial intelligence in assistive technology and speech communication. For more information about the NC ATP Expo and to register to attend the expo, either virtually or in person, visit the NC ATP website at www.ncdhhs.gov/ATExpo. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you've enjoyed it. If there's something you'd like covered in a future episode, send an email to techtipspodcast@gmail.com. I'm Chris Skidmore for the North Carolina Reading Service. Tech Tips is available online by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have questions or comments about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org or give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.